Today is a milestone for one of the biggest parts of the Massachusetts economy, healthcare. The merger of two hospital networks, Beth Israel Deaconess and Lahey Health, is official as of today. The new Beth Israel Lahey Health, with 13 hospitals and nearly 35,000 employees, is not quite as big as the largest in the state, Partners Healthcare, but it's close. Joining us now for some perspective on this moment in Massachusetts healthcare history is veteran health economist Stuart Altman, who's advised five presidents, chairs the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission, and is a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University. Good morning, Stuart, and thanks for speaking again to WBUR's Morning Edition.
No, it's my pleasure, Bob.
So we know this merger is big, but what makes it a big deal?
As you pointed out, it is a major expansion of these two very successful organizations. And as you pointed out, very close in size, and both in terms of number of physicians, and actually would have actually more hospitals under its control than Partners. So it's a big deal.
How is bringing these 13 hospitals into one organization good for patients?
I continue to be optimistic that this organization can generate a substantial amount of efficiencies by combining, because in this modern world with a very expensive but important telecommunications and information systems, you need big systems in order to make them efficient. The organization claims, and we're going to be watching them, that they can actually improve the quality of care for patients and make it much easier for patients to get access to their care.
Let me raise a question about something you just said. You used the words efficiencies and efficient. For a lot of people who might work for this hospital network, those words might sound an alarm bell. Are there going to be job cuts?
This organization is expanding, and so while I assume there's going to be changes in terms of what people do, I think in net, I don't think there will be significant job cuts. In fact, it may turn out to be increases. So you may see some aspects of their system cut back in size and others expand.
Stuart, the Health Policy Commission, which you chair, raised several concerns about the merger. One was that it will lead to higher prices. The network agreed to some caps, and there will be an independent monitor tracking what happens in regard to prices. But is that enough?
Well, we'll see. In other parts of the country, and even in our own state, when you see these big mergers, often what they do is they primarily use their leverage to raise prices and don't do many of the things they claim they're going to do in terms of quality. We at the Health Policy Commission will be looking very closely at what they do and make sure that they do honor what they said they're going to do.
The commission also had this question, as it found that doctors and hospitals in this network take care of fewer low-income patients than do others in the state. So I'm wondering how you think that will be addressed in this new larger organization.
There are segments of the Beth Israel that treat a very high percentage of low-income populations, but there were other segments of the group that didn't. And so when you added it all up, they did treat a smaller percentage of people on Medicaid and other low-income groups. And the organization said, we will work hard to improve the proportion.
Who might be hurt by this merger? Are there smaller hospitals that might lose patients or doctors who lose clout as this new network wields more power?
There are bound to be changes in the flow of patients from one institution to another. And we pointed to a number of cases where we could see shifts. Some of those shifts, we anticipate, will come from what have traditionally been hospitals and physicians that are part of the partner system. There are other cases where they're likely to take patients from lower-cost institutions or institutions that have similar costs. So, yes, there will be shifts. Exactly where, that's what we're going to be watching.
Will this new network prove to be a threat to Partners Healthcare?
They claim they will. We indicated some places where we think it will generate good competition for Partners. Whether it's going to fundamentally change the structure of Partners, I doubt it. The positive of this is that we will see, hopefully, some really good competition, which, if it's done right, could lead to better patient care and lower costs.
Dr. Kevin Tabb is going to lead the Beth Israel Lahey Health Network. What's the biggest challenge facing him as he starts this job today?
Well, this is a big management job. Just think about it, what it entails in terms of integrating two institutions that, while have some similar characteristics, have a number of characteristics that are quite different. Their histories are very different, and their organizational structure was quite different. And he's going to have to make this thing work as one. I know Kevin quite well, have a lot of respect for him, but he's going to have his hands full.
Stuart Altman, health economist and chair of the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bob. Thank you for the opportunity.